Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. For all of you who have been signed up to my newsletter, I do want to apologize. I'm very late in getting it out this month, but I will be working on it, and hopefully it will be out in the next week or two. If you haven't already subscribed to my newsletter, the link is down below. This is where I post many of my dreams and words that I get from the Lord that I don't feel led to put on YouTube. And it is also a way to stay connected with one another in case my YouTube channel does go down or is taken down. All right, so I have today some very important quick dreams and vision dreams that I have received in the last week or two. I feel that the Lord is giving me a bigger picture of what is going on, and most people I don't believe are really understanding the takeover. I guess that's the best word that I can say. I know the Lord gave me the word takeover. We are like the frog in the pot, where we are slowly being boiled and we know it not. Many people are hung up on specific details of what's going on right now in the world, specifically in America, the economic distresses that we're facing, all the disasters that seem to be happening all across America the last few weeks and months. That is just kind of insane. And it's really easy to get caught up in these little details. These are distractions, brothers and sisters. These are distractions from the bigger picture that's going on, the takeover that is happening. And it's not just physical. It is spiritual in nature. And so what I'm going to do, it's very hard for me to bring these things to you. I wish I could say more about each one, but unfortunately we live in a time and day where that, we have to be very careful with our words. And so what I would ask you to do is to take what the Lord has given me and take it to the Lord in prayer and let Him speak to your heart and your mind, and let Him lead and guide you into a further understanding and possibly what He wants you to be doing right now during this time. And I will say this. I believe the Lord is giving this to me for specifically one reason alone, and that is so His people would be praying, that they would understand the dangers that we are in, and that because of that, they would be praying. You know, during the time of World War II, the people were subdued because they couldn't believe anything terrible would really happen to them, and before they knew it, it was upon them. And even then, they chose not to see what was really going on. They turned their back and their eyes away from the evil that was happening through World War II. And we don't want, as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not want to be blinded by the wickedness and evil that has come upon the world, because we are called to push back the darkness spiritually. We are called to stand up for righteousness. And we don't want to, at this late time, in the world, we don't want to shirk our responsibilities as Christians. We want to hear from the Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So, brothers and sisters, we are at a turning point. We are at crossroads. This is a call for prayer like never before. A call for those of you who fast, it's a time for fasting. For those of you who are prayer warriors, it is a time for prayer. So that is what I believe the Lord is showing me through what I'm about to share with you, what He has given me. All right, I'm going to start with, in 4:13, I was outside at night. I was coming into my home and I had an open vision. What is an open vision? Open vision is a vision you see when you're awake. And all of a sudden, you don't see anything anymore. You just see that vision in front of you. I've had a few of them, not many. I don't even think I've had five in my life, but I just had one. And in this vision, I saw what looked like locusts. I would say it's like locusts that were destroying the land. I saw in front, it was this beautiful, lush green forest fields, and behind me I saw total devastation, and I knew the land was being devoured. And I went to the Word right away after I got this vision, because the Lord put in my heart Joel 2, which is about the army of locusts that the Lord uses as judgment. Now, is this a physical locust? Yes, it can be, but it also has several meanings, not just physical locust. So when I went and read Joel 2, I saw this, and I couldn't believe this verse I found, because it's exactly the vision, open vision I saw. Here it is. It says, before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. And it's talking about the locusts, brothers and sisters. These locusts that the Lord uses as judgment comes in many forms, like armies. With Israel was destroyed by what I would say an army of locusts. They were the Assyrians that destroyed Israel. It was a judgment that the Lord allowed on Israel. He also allowed the same thing on Judah. And he allowed and used Babylon to destroy Judah. If you go to Revelation in the chapter 9, we see a different kind of locust. This kind of locust is comes out of the bottomless pit. And these locusts come out and they torture those who have the mark of the beast for 5 months. Again, that's very symbolic for the locust being released out of the bottomless pit. All right, now I want to go to the next thing, the next dream that I got. I have received at least 5 or more dreams. It's just like every time now I'm hearing from the Lord, it has to do with the Middle East. So keep your eye on the Middle East. Keep your eye on their religion. Be praying, brothers and sisters. The first one I've got to give to you is, excuse me, I was inside a church, and there was a line at the front of the church. I believe it was the front of the church. I saw a line of those of the Islamic faith, and they were praying. They were on the floor praying in the Christian church. Now, this has significance. This has great significance. For those of you who don't know history, in European history, like if you study Spain history, you're going to see specifically that this was a land that kept going back and forth between Christianity and Islam. The churches would take over the mosques, and then the mosques later on in history, hundreds of years later, would take over the churches. And it went back and forth. It happened also in Europe. Right now, I actually read an article a while back that there are a lot of empty churches now that are being turned into mosques. I believe that this is what the Lord was showing me about what's happening. I then got a night vision, a dream vision, and I don't know, I think it was on like the 13th, 14th of just recently, of April 2023. This was another one I got, and this time I saw a street light, and it was shaped in the form of a crescent moon, which is their, the Muslims, one of their symbols is a crescent moon. First I saw one street light, and then it the vision changed, and I saw a street, and it was dark, and I saw a line of these street lights that had, and the actual light part was the Muslim crescent. So this has a lot of different interpretations. Like I said, you need to be praying. The Lord is just, I believe, showing me that there is a takeover that is happening in many different forms with many different kinds of situations. This is just one of them right now that we need to be taking to the Lord in prayer. This, when I woke up from this vision, it immediately, I was reminded about what's happening in Minnesota and Minneapolis. Apparently, they are flooding the airways with the call to prayer. Now they've upped it. It was, I think it was 3 times a day, and now it's been up to 5 times a day. You can look that up. It's they're broadcasting now at all hours of the day. This is alarming and significant. Okay, then I want to bring to you some more dreams that I have received. One, my husband and I received almost the same night. It wasn't the same night, but definitely the same week. And At first I thought that this pointed to actual war, and it could on our land. It could. But while I was preparing for this video, I kind of heard that this is not necessarily war on our land, physical war. Not that that's not coming, but I don't know how far in the future. But I believe that this is a war that's happening in the spirit realm that is now manifesting itself in the physical, and most people don't even see it because we're so caught up in our daily lives and not paying attention to what's going on in the spiritual world. In this one dream, my husband saw, I was in a mall with my husband, and there was a huge explosion, and we had gotten separated, and my husband made it out of the mall before it didn't affect him, and he went looking for me and found me, and I was on, I guess, the other side of the mall, and I was okay as well, and we knew that war had struck, and we had to hurry back home. We got back to our home, which is not our home where we normally live here, but in a dream, and we went inside, and we could hear the bombs dropping. We could hear gunshots, and apparently war had just broken out all around us, and we knew we had to pack our bags quickly and leave and run for our lives. And that was the end of that dream. And then I got a dream, I think it was a couple days before that, and in this dream I was outside, I believe again, at my home, and there were a lot of children with me. And I was taking care of these children. I think I might have been working in the garden where they were running around and playing, and it just seemed like a very peaceful moment until I started hearing a rumbling in the air. And I didn't know. It was very loud, very interrupting what we were doing. I didn't know what it was. And I look up, and I see it looked like a war airplane, very large, flying very, very low. It was almost like skimming the trees. I could see it so clearly. It was so loud. I had to put my hands over my ears, and and I just stood there like shocked. And 5 of them came right over my home. Again, this wasn't my home where I live now, but it was in the dream my home. And I knew I had to protect the children. And so after they flew by, I took the children and took them inside, and I knew that I had to, you know, try to not let them worry and to calm them down and to just let them know that everything was going to be okay. And that was the end of that dream. So again, 2 war dreams, could be something that's coming soon. It is a warning. All of these are warnings, brothers and sisters. These are all warnings. Please take it to the Lord in prayer. All right, the last one. The last one's very interesting. It concerns the 44th president, Mr. O. And I had a flash dream concerning him. I saw him on a ship or a boat, a large boat, ship, and I heard him say this. And I knew he was leaving the United States. And I felt that he was going west. That's just, I don't know why, but that's what came to my mind. And this is what I heard him say. I heard him say, "My work here is completed. My work here is completed." That was the end of this dream vision. Now, I have heard other prophetic people who have gotten very similar dreams and have heard those things. I am not sure. I was going to try to find one of them. I believe one of them is I saw on Z3 News. I'll have to look it up. If I find it, I'll put it down below as well. So I received something that I know other people have heard from the Lord as well, which I find very interesting. I don't think that's ever happened to me before, because I'm pretty sure there's a couple people who have heard the exact same thing. So it's a warning. It's a warning, brothers and sisters. You need to, you know, those who can see, those who can hear, open your ears, open your eyes, and let the Lord give you further understanding and all these things. And please, please, let's not be those who put their heads in the sand and just walk away. Let's be praying in the Spirit. Let's be doing spiritual warfare in the Spirit. Let's be praying for one another. Let's be praying for our families, our communities, and our nation, and that the Lord's will, His perfect will be done. Because, brothers and sisters, I hear a lot of people saying, judgment is coming, judgment is coming. I want to tell you, judgment is already here, and it's been here for a while. So it's only going to increase. All right, thank you for coming and listening to the things that the Lord has shown me. Until next time, stay blessed.